In the shadow of looming skyscrapers, the urban streets of Brazil's largest city, São Paulo, is a melting pot of cultures. With 30% of the population describing themselves as Pardo, that's multiracial, and with white, black, and Asian influences, the city boils over with creative self-expression. Everywhere you look, there is art, music, food, and dancing. It spills out onto the streets and merges together to create a beautiful, harmonious cacophony. And as beatboxing originated on the streets, if you watch and listen for beatboxing in São Paulo, then you will surely find it. Welcome to Batalha das Goelas, Battle of the Throats. The story begins with Alex Kim, a 24-year-old native of São Paulo and a beatboxer who is so in love with the art form, he can name the very day he began beatboxing, February the 28th, 2007. Between 2008 and 2009, he made several TV appearances and afterwards began to invite people to beatbox jams. This collective grew into a movement which dubbed itself Beatbox Brazil. This community made its home in social media, and from this virtual fixed address, it could organize events both in São Paulo and across Brazil. Since 2011, São Paulo has become the epicenter for an enormous explosion in beatboxing. The tremors are reaching other cities and towns where new beatboxing communities are being formed and events and jams are taking place. Back on the streets of São Paulo, Batalha das Goelas is underway. Battle of the Throats is a multi-staged street beatbox battle where competitors need to both impress not just each other, but a public crowd of onlookers who get to cast the vote. You might think it's strange that beatboxers would put themselves at the mercy of the general public, but taking beatboxing to the streets is part of Beatbox Brazil's mission to introduce and engage new people to the art form. And it works. Beatboxing in a street battle is very different to beatboxing in a club or venue. For starters, without a sound engineer and an acoustically designed space, the beats are raw and exposed. There's no hiding behind technology. Secondly, you can't stand there in your hoodie and make confusing beatbox patterns and noises. The general public don't care how fast or crazy or difficult your sounds are. You need to make music, and it needs to be something people will want to listen to. Yet, at the same time, you need to realize that it's not a performance, but a battle, listening and reacting to your competitor. Street battles are not for the faint-hearted. Battle of the Throats is in its second year. The beatboxers are evolving, partnerships are being formed, and the crowds are growing. Some beatboxers battle in every stage of the competition, trying to win a place in the final. So what does it take to organize a street battle? Here are Alex Kim's top tips. Vision. Have a vision and concept for the event, and then make sure everything you do fits the vision. Location, time of day, layout, host, and so on. For example, part of the vision of Battle of the Throats is to engage new people in the art form, and also to communicate that battles are not about war, but about engaging in a fun and friendly event. Branding. Make sure you have strong artwork and a good name, something people can relate to and follow. The branding for Batalha das Goelas is bold and fun, commissioned from the talented Brazilian artist Thiago from Days Factory. Learn. Study other championships and chat with the organizers. Find out how they do things and what lessons they have learned. Start small. If you're starting out, try organizing some unofficial battles. You can then learn what works and what doesn't work before embarking on a battle series. Marketing. You need to market the event well across the different social networks so the beatboxers and audience can plan and be there on the day. Host. You need a host that can entertain and project his or her voice. Someone who knows how to deal with both the contestants and the general public. Expectations. Be realistic and be patient. All regular events take time to grow and develop. Don't be discouraged if only a handful of people turn up to the first event. Enjoy. Are you enjoy? The most important thing is for you, the beatboxers and the crowd, to have a great time. Batalha das Goelas is growing year on year, and next year Alex Kim hopes to make it even bigger, with stages perhaps taking place not just in Sao Paulo, but across Brazil. Alex says, "With persistence and patience, you have the power to make your dreams into realities. If you want it and you work hard for it, then you can make it happen." Amen to that.